Good afternoon, everybody. You're on the road with me again, so if I pause, it's because I'm trying not to wreck. So I asked yesterday for a topic, and Bass Basvik, who's a good friend of mine, and he's also a pro cage fighter and an up-and-coming artist with a lot of promise, he asked me how to stop from being discouraged and how to stay, like, motivated in that way. And there's two important things to think about here. First, where you are right now is not where you're always going to be. Part of being an artist is drawing is a technical skill. Being creative is something that everybody has, but drawing is a technical skill. So is inking and coloring and any of that stuff. So it can be learned. You do learn the principles, and then you just practice them and work on the craft of art until it's where, you know, where you want to be, or you're at a professional level. But a lot of people think, like, it's magic and, you know, there's no way they could ever do it, but really it's learning perspective and anatomy and things like that, and just practicing it a lot. It's a craft, just like, or a skill, just like being a surgeon or a builder or anything like that. It's something that you have to learn, just like math. I mean, you learn the principles and then you work at them until they're polished. So where you are right now is not where you're always going to be. It's a process. And that's the other thing I want you to remember, too, is that no matter how good you get, an artist is never totally satisfied with their work, because they can always improve. They can always do something different, or they always see somebody else's work that they like something about that they aren't doing. And it's just kind of always that way. So you have to accept that you are an artist, because everyone is an artist. And what you're working on right now is developing a craft, which is, it's totally possible for you to, as long as you put in the work, that your work will improve. That's just a fact. There's no way you could draw 8 hours every day and never get better. It just doesn't happen. So just keep challenging yourself and just enjoy drawing, because if no one was around, you would still be drawing. If no one was looking or critiquing your work, you would still love to draw. And that's all that really matters, is you start working on something that you enjoy doing, and the rest will come. The you know, success from it or improving or any of that stuff will come, because you love doing it. So that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Just you gotta keep yourself focused on working at it, not what it means, not what people are gonna think about it, but just the craft of drawing. So yeah, I hope that kind of helps, and whatever. So everybody go check out bassbasvikartwork.blogspot.com, and see, he's been working on some Batman pages and just really working hard at getting his stuff developed, and just putting it in every day. So go check him out, follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He's a good guy and a good artist, and you'll get to watch his development too, which is always cool to see. So, all right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. And suggest some more topics, and I'll probably do another one later. Sorry about last night. I actually slept some. I apologize. So, all right. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.